Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. I work in downtown Milwaukee. That's where these studios are. Absolutely beautiful. The 3rd Street Market Hall. It's the old Grand Avenue Mall, if you're familiar with that, right on Wisconsin Avenue. And there is always something going on, but especially during the summer, there's a lot of live music. There's a lot of things that get highlighted. It is Milwaukee Downtown Bid number 21. Matt Dorner is the Economic Development Director and incoming CEO of Milwaukee Downtown. Thank you so much for being with us, Matt.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, a little bit of background. Tell people who Milwaukee Downtown Bid number 21 is and what you guys do.
Certainly. Milwaukee Downtown is a business improvement district that manages downtown Milwaukee's clean, safe, and welcoming services across approximately 150 square blocks. Most people often associate us with our public service ambassador program. Mm-hmm. These are the men and women in gray polo shirts that you commonly see greeting visitors on the street and at events. We like to call them our walking concierge. But in addition to our public service ambassadors, we also deploy a clean sweep ambassador team, a landscape crew, and a graffiti removal team. We also deploy marketing strategies, champion business retention and recruitment efforts, and implement public space activations.
I love it. You're very visible. You do a lot of good work. And you have a pulse on kind of everything happening downtown all the time, it seems like. What's going on this summer?
One amazing thing to me is our rich music scene. Mm-hmm. There are so many free concerts in downtown's public spaces. In fact, Milwaukee Downtown alone hosts 2 midday concert series. We coordinate Heartbeats of the City, powered by MGIC, over in Red Arrow Park. That's happening at noon on Wednesdays through August. Then we also put on PNC Presents Tunes at Noon in the 411 East Wisconsin Courtyard. That takes place at noon on Thursdays, also through the end of August. Both of these series allow our downtown workforce and neighbors to enjoy melodies of veteran and rising musicians, connect with community, and sample eats from a rotating list of food trucks. Then in the evenings, Jazz in the Park and Cathedral Square Park mm-hmm. is back in select Thursdays through September. Live at the Lakefront is back Wednesday nights at the Rotary Amphitheater at Discovery World through August. And the Riverwalk Commons concert series, hosted by the Public Market right along the Riverwalk, is happening on select Tuesdays through mid-September. And last, but certainly not least, It's Alive music series is taking place along the Riverwalk, which is part of the programming by Milwaukee Theater District.
I love it. That's such great opportunity. And we need to hit on the world's largest music festival, which is happening right at our doorstep, right where you are.
Yes, of course. Summerfest mm-hmm. is underway, featuring hundreds of performances across 12 stages for 3 weekends, with the final weekend being July 3rd through the 5th. So get down and check it out. And if you're planning a trip, I encourage festival goers to plan ahead and take advantage of a variety of convenient transportation options to get them to and from the festival, such as Bubbler Bikes, MCTS's local routes, MCTS's 3 Summerfest shuttles, the Connect 1 BRT line, and the Hop Streetcar.
There's a lot of really cool options. I love that it's just easy to navigate all of this stuff downtown. All right, beyond the events that we've walked through, what else is on the horizon for downtown?
It's a really exciting time on the development front. From Northwestern Mutual's significant investment in their campus, to the recent groundbreaking for the Edison Mass Timber Residential Building, to several new restaurant announcements. In addition, a project that is near and dear to our hearts, Downtown Milwaukee partnered with our friends at the Historic Third Ward Bid to lead the charge to open downtown's first dog park mm-hmm. on the corner of Plankinton and Clybourne, right along the Milwaukee River. Plus, the new Foxtown Landing will be right next door. The under-construction 30,000-square-foot project will include a second Foxtown brewing location, restaurants, event spaces, and expansive outdoor seating. So it's a really exciting time for developments for all of downtown, as well as our four-legged friends. With the dog park now roughly 90% complete, we hope to announce a grand opening in the coming weeks.
When people you meet aren't familiar with Milwaukee's downtown, what do you tell them makes our downtown so special and so vibrant?
We tell them that it's a combination of all of the different things that are taking place in downtown Milwaukee. So really it is the festivals, the activations, the public art, it's a vibrant workforce. All of those things come together to create a super vibrant environment.
I love it. I think you're absolutely right. I'm proud to work in our downtown. It's such a cool area. All right, so much to do, so much to experience. We want to get people the information. How can people get more information, Matt, on all there is to do downtown?
There's a variety of ways. I would say to join our hot list, which mm-hmm. goes out twice a month on Fridays, and you can sign up at MilwaukeeDowntown.com. And while you're there, download our summer calendar for all the great activations that are taking place throughout the summer. You can also stop by our motor, which is our traveling information booth, staffed by our public service ambassadors, and you can find that at the new Velar Phillips Plaza. And don't forget to follow us on social media, whether that's Facebook, X, Instagram, or LinkedIn.
Matt Dorner is the incoming CEO at Milwaukee Downtown, bid number 21. Great stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You got it. Hey, up next, we head to Walworth County. Lots going on at the Walworth County Fairgrounds as we head into the warmer time of year. We'll be right back.